Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we're joined by Jeff Volpe, president of ViewSonic Americas, to take us through a couple of big journeys. The journey of his company from the monitor vendor of yesterday to a much more solutions-focused crafter of AV and collaboration offerings. And surrounding that, the journey that ViewSonic and its channel has been on through the onset of the pandemic, to the ongoing rise of the hybrid workplace and beyond. We talk about what he and his partners have seen, reacted to, and built business on over the last 18 months, and how ViewSonic sees itself as a place to bridge the gap between IT and AV channels. And we talk about the trends that will shape the display and audiovisual markets for the foreseeable future, and get Volpe's advice on how solution providers can help their customers re-architect for the hybrid workplace, and how they can find new opportunities in so doing. We also talk about how ViewSonic is evolving its partner programs and channel enablement mechanisms to meet the changing needs of partners. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Jeff Volpe. Jeff, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, thanks, Robert. It's great to be here.
We have obviously on this podcast over the last 18 months or so talked about the impact of this pandemic on this channel from so many different angles, but the angle that you come at it from, the sort of the monitors, the displays, the AV solutions kind of category is one area we haven't really looked at it very well. So look forward to kind of picking your brain a little bit on where things have gone over the last 18 months and certainly get into some forward-looking stuff and where you see things going. But to borrow from one of my son's favorite book series, before I tell you that story, I have to tell you this story, which is to take a look back, I guess. Can you maybe just at a high level kind of share ViewSonic's journey and the journey that you've had with the channel over the last 18 months in terms of where the business has gone and kind of the trends that you've seen come and go, ebb and flow, as it were, through the course of the pandemic?
Yeah, certainly. Thank you. Appreciate that opportunity to talk a little bit about that, because it's been a very bittersweet time for so many people for so many reasons. Of course, from a business perspective, we lucked out with the timing of this. There was tools being built, collaborative tools being built, glass being improved upon, content distribution being improved upon with better fiber across the world. So there were a number of things that happened before the pandemic struck. We had started out with collaboration teams in ViewSonic to develop tools, software tools, that were going to enable the education markets to be able to teach better, more simply in class. But we had some foresight because remote learning has always been a thing, but it never had the scale that it had, you know, pre-pandemic. So as we moved into the pandemic, March of 2020, we saw that we were uniquely positioned to be very, very, very successful in helping districts to make the move from in-class to hybrid. And our MyViewBoard.com software was uniquely positioned to do that, along with the fact that we have such a wide variety of screens, both touch and non-touch. So from a business perspective on the educational side, this was a very interesting time for us. We had to quickly mobilize our company to be mobile, like everybody. And it was relatively easy for us to do that because we had our own software and we were already very accustomed to Zoom-style meetings and remote offices and productivity of that nature. Plus, you couple in our own product lines. It was really a testament to that we were ready for this. And we, through our efforts in our sales restructuring, we were able to keep our channel members very aware of what we were doing, how we were doing, and how they were going to play a part in that. We changed some logistics to make sure that drop shipping was easy, so that installations were going to be better and logistic burdens on our channel would be less. And we, in the 18 months, have grown dramatically on that new sector of business for us, which was the collaboration software in the education. What we found through the pandemic, though, was an immediate massive demand for our display products for the desktop as well. So as I transitioned from, you know, real business applications of collaboration in education into our core business, which is our desktop monitors, the demand exploded with the need for work from home. And as you know, being a long-term, you know, IT industry person, we have been a staple in the desktop space and with a super wide array of different kinds of products that allow people for multi-use, for high-end graphics, for gaming, for entertainment, ergonomic in-office products, daisy chaining capabilities, et cetera. We were trying our best to keep up with demand from the get-go. It was a very nice surprise. So in the 18 months we've been in the pandemic, we have seen our position in the market being capitalized on by our channel partners, by consumers, and the fact that we have been a very efficient business over the last 3 decades has allowed us to fulfill this demand quite well. So consumers and businesses buying our monitors all over the place, our work from home solutions that we have always been part of, because we do a lot of ergonomics, we do a lot of recycling packaging to make it, you know, green friendly as possible, made us a really good choice, you know, and our performance and value proposition has always been there. So people feel like when they buy a ViewSonic monitor or a ViewSonic display or a ViewSonic solution, they're getting a lot for their money. And that's really something that's always been part of our brand promise. So we quite frankly have all anticipated the pandemic would have unleashed its grip, but it continues to linger. And so I think we're in for another evolution of collaboration, another evolution of reality that the hybrid workspace, the anytime, anywhere kind of office is going to be here for the long haul. So we see our unique position in this reality being very beneficial for us. And of course, since we're channel centric, our channel partners are going to come along with us as we move more and more and more from a device to a solutions company.
And that's kind of where I wanted to go next. And I know from your description there that this predates the pandemic in many regards. But so if I'm, let's take it this way, if I'm a solution provider who says, okay, I think of ViewSonic as a monitor vendor, that'd be kind of, if you were to put up the, you know, first two words you think of for ViewSonic, that would kind of be it. Can you maybe sort of walk us through a little bit real quick the evolution that you've seen and kind of the basically if I'm a solution provider who hasn't been paying a lot of attention to ViewSonic today, if I were taking a look at you, basically through what lens should I be looking at you, and you know, what would you tell that partner about who ViewSonic is today and who you guys want to be going forward?
Undoubtedly that the brand is known for its desktop monitors, no question. We have diversified those product pillars, if you will, over the last 10 years. We do sell a lot of projectors. We're the world's number one DLP projector brand, which is quite a nice accomplishment worldwide. So we sell a lot of projectors. We have a lot of large screens, and those large screens range from 32 inches all the way up to 165 inches. And they're both touch and non-touch. Our touch products are called view boards because they are really interactive large screens so that people can do annotation. They can do all sorts of classrooms and functional integrated meetings where you have a lot of full-on interaction with people touching the boards and you know, moving lesson plans and meeting plans and diagrams, et cetera. And then we have a fourth pillar, which is our myviewboard.com software. And this platform is agnostic in nature, allows people to import old data and leverage their current platforms, which is both good for education and corporate because corporations are standardizing on very different kinds of platforms, and you want to be able to leverage technology and a software platform that allows you to continue to use your main your main tools that you've invested in. So ViewSonic has been able to build that pillar quite nicely. We also continue to evolve our consumer space where, you know, from a consumer standpoint, although this is not so channel centric, the fact that we have, you know, a much larger investment and success in our gaming space, which is a subset of monitors indeed, but it's a big market unto itself. So we now have five diversified pillars that contribute significant revenue, where in the past we were more singular in nature.
Right.
This lends our channel partners a very significant opportunity in that when they are talking to clients, they can think about solutions that are one brand across a mega enterprise, looking for displays for their conference rooms, for their lobbies, for their desktops, for their engineering teams versus their call centers, versus executive suites, versus home office. So we have the ability for them to do that. A lot of the MyView board software products that have been ancillary products that we built, like MyView board boxes, this is a little small box that you can connect to any display and you can get up and running on our software. So if somebody wants to get their company on a standard platform or education standard platform to manage devices remotely, they can use our MyView board boxes to allow them to do that, which of course lends itself to SaaS sales. With our Manager Advanced software, we can help corporations easily manage their displays, send messages to those displays in holistic nature if there is an emergency of any kind or announcement of any kind that is relevant. From a one hub, they can overtake the displays that are connected to this network. So all of this coming to base, the channel partners can be assured that they have a central brand that has displays from A to Z that they can sell not only display solutions, they can sell accessory products, they can sell SaaS software, they can sell platforms, all with ViewSonic. And that allows them to, if they're an IT-centric reseller, to bridge a little bit into the AV side. If they're an AV reseller, they can bridge a little bit into the IT sector. So all of these, you know, flexing and reshaping of our VARs in terms of what they're trying to do to expand their businesses, we can augment that and help them move into that next phase of their business that this pandemic and this hybrid workspace is offering. And we're delighted to be able not to just talk about this, but in the last 18 months, we have so many examples of resellers that have grown with us in this new space that, you know, we're walking the talk, and our channel partners are coming along with us. So that's kind of, you know, how ViewSonic has evolved into a multifaceted display solutions company from just a desktop company.
Great. And obviously in expanding opportunity for different types of channel partners to play there, I think you described that pretty well. Opportunities for a variety of different channel partners to look at what's going on there.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, our resellers are so resilient, and their entrepreneurial DNA allows them to flex and change as opportunities present themselves. And I really enjoy talking to our successful resellers because of that. And I think that we are providing them with abilities to branch into new spaces. You know, if you have a large corporation as an incumbent to your database of clients, and you've been selling them desktop monitors and security solutions and things of that nature, well, why not move into their AV space and start to add a few line items and some new services to your product lines? Just gives them more revenue with those clients. And that's part of the evolution of growing our collective businesses.
All right. Absolutely. So you touched on the hybrid workplace and the way that's all going. And first of all, if you're at home listening to this and playing the IT Channel 2021 drinking game, take a drink now, because that is a topic that comes up from a variety of lenses, every possible viewpoint, I think. Can you talk about some of the trends that you guys are seeing that are shaping the way that is going to look going forward, and sort of how that's impacting the thinking of what you guys are going to do with both displays and especially the solutions that you're building out of them?
Yes, I'd love to. You know, we're trying to take a bit of an approach here where we want to eat our own dog food, Robert. So we're looking at our own workforce. We're looking at our company's evolution in terms of what we need to offer the new talent we want to bring into our company in terms of location, in mm-hmm. terms of what kind of technology we need to do to be competitive, and what kind of geography that we want to offer for people to be attracted to come and work for us. So the anytime office is a very important kind of mentality, anywhere operations, if you will. And that's a Gartner expression that they've built. And I like that because, you know, it gives you a sense that you do have to think and change the corporate culture in order to optimize today's reality, as well as, you know, what our new workers are going to be looking for. And, you know, 5 days a week is I think a very important, you know, reality for many companies, but most companies are going to be experiencing some needs to be a little bit more flexible with some of their operations. So you need to be able to have that at your fingertips. So how do you manage your office environment? So your in-office work environment needs to be redesigned to a degree. Hotel stations have been something we've heard about for a long time, but now your operations in the office need to be very flexible. And that flexibility allows for, you know, day-to-day operations to look and feel differently than they used to. They used to be very mm-hmm. homogeneous, and you'd walk in and this would be your cubicle and this would be how you did your business. And, you know, well, I think a lot of progressive companies made that change before the pandemic. Most are doing it now. So that also has to deal with what sort of, you know, cubicle designs you have and technology you have. So, you know, monitors that have type C connections that are put in the office are very convenient for people to dock. All you need is a USB-C cable. As you know, all progressive companies have USB-C laptops now, so they can plug into a monitor. They have audio, video, and they're being charged all at the same time. No docking mm-hmm. station needed. And that's actually not only a convenient productivity tool, it's a money saver as well, because you don't have to have all these docking stations that are specific to a particular monitor type or notebook type. Things like open collaboration areas where you can have a Zoom meeting or such being run in an environment in an office where you are providing sort of a democratic kind of participation, so that the people that are in the office and the people that are on the Zoom call or other, you know, video conference call are feeling equal in the conversation. And how you design your software, how you design your workspace is a very important part of this democratic kind of remote worker, you know, reality that we're in. So, you know, part of the things we're working on is to help solutions that build this sense of equality on a conference call, where you don't feel isolated if there are six people in the office and two people outside the office. And I think this helps productivity. It helps build teamwork. It helps build a hybrid culture that respects the fact that some people are going to be remote and some people are going to be mm-hmm. in the office. And you still need to have that equality and equity in terms of contribution and participation. You don't want people behind this, you know, in the sidelines in a meeting. That's probably one of the worst things you could ever have. So we're working on improving our displays, making sure that, you know, things of like microphones and cameras and audio and our software allows for this to be optimized wherever possible, including partnering where we need to partner to work on this evolution of making things really equal. And so far as, you know, augmented reality, all sorts of different items that improve the sense of being there, is going to be a really important part of the next phase of in-office, in-class collaboration. Mm.
All right. And there were certainly some nuggets in there, but I wonder if you could drill down a little into kind of advice to solution providers in this space, kind of the actionable items on how to best support their customers in re-architecting for a hybrid workplace, as well as maybe how to any thoughts you might have on finding opportunities in the space.
Well, you know, I think it would be a bold statement to say I'd give them advice on how to do all that kind of stuff because they're probably really good at it already. But, you know, from a perspective that I come from, mm-hmm. you know, I think that VARs and resellers have already been widely awoken to the fact that there was great opportunity for them to add lots of services, lots of revenue, and lots of line items to this, to what they offer a typical business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we talk about the various things of hybrid, as we talk about anywhere operations, as we talk about ubiquity across platforms, I think the advice that you know, we have been talking to our partners and what the partners have really been guiding us, because we talk to them all the time and we learn from them on what direction we have to take our products, mm-hmm. is that you walk into any business now and you really can be. Because of the simplicity of AV today versus what it was when you had to be a Crestron solution VAR, which is complex, you can walk in and be a full service VAR on the AV and IT side much easier than you ever used to be. And that allows you to put displays everywhere. It allows you to add collaboration software. It allows you to provide device management. It allows you to provide security, to provide installation services, and continue to do whatever their prior expertise was. Which, you know, there's a tremendous amount of obviously VARs that are, you know, cloud services based that mm-hmm. Can be connected into this AV space, because, you know, a lot of ViewSonic my view board products are immediately saved to the cloud.
Right.
So as you provide cloud services, then you can provide collaboration services that connect to the cloud services that you've just sold. So there is so much integration and so much interoperability with what they're doing today that allows them to add more, pull more out of their partners with without having to have massive amount of expertise change within their business. You know, I guess the other thing, which is a standard, it's a little bit of a sales pitchy thing for ViewSonic, of course, but we've been here for a long time. We continue to be very progressive with trying to provide solutions and devices for tomorrow's realities. We continue to be 100% channel centric. So when you choose vendors that you want to grow and build, you want those kinds of vendors that are, you know, that have a very focused global entity and capability to drive their business. And, you know, for a lot of the resellers that we used to do more business with because it was desktop centric that haven't yet investigated us, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, I think they would be pleasantly surprised that we can help them in more ways than we used to and build their business. And we'd love that opportunity to re-engage with them and have those kinds of conversations that are more succinct with their particular market, their particular goals, and build their businesses. You know, we've got a field sales team throughout Canada and the US and Latin America mm-hmm. that I'm responsible for and the rest of the globe. So global customers can be helped. Small mom and pop shops can be helped. All within the repertoire of ViewSonic. So I think that's a little bit long-winded answer, but that's really what we're all about here is really trying to grow ViewSonic with our partners and make it a real strong win-win.
Covered a lot of territory. I appreciate that. And we talked a lot there about kind of what you're doing with partners. I wanted to maybe wrap with a little bit on how you're doing what you're doing with your partners. And that is to say, in recent months, you guys have made some programmatic changes, introduced a new partner portal. I wonder if maybe you could share some of the thinking that kind of went into those changes and how that's going to play with your partner base.
Yes. We are excited about the fact that we were able to, you know, take this pandemic time to make some improvements digitally. And we have invested in many different platforms digitally to help us be a better company, I think, for our channel partners, and leverage machine learning and leverage artificial intelligence to drive better lead generation and not unlike many companies, but we have wrapped that around also a new partner portal. Mm-hmm. And the partner portal, physical design is to make it more intuitive, make it easier for our resellers to get information and talk to ViewSonic people about how they can be more successful with their clients. So we've had new financial incentives that we do with lots of different rebates and spiff tools. We have sales enablement tools, which have been enhanced within our online partner portal. These tools are video snapshots of how to use our products, how to sell our products, mm-hmm. how to become certified with our products, as well as provide them with the opportunity to take their tools that they want to use and include ViewSonic in those very simply and easily with co-branded collateral materials and things of that nature. We really wanted to stress the fact that while those services are now more easily available for our partners, we also are focusing very much in better, more relevant outbound communication. So as partners work with us and profile themselves within our portal, we are able to then send them more relevant information about the things that they're interested in and the things that can augment their growth. So they're not going to be always inundated with a general newsletter, although that's a good thing to do. We need to augment that by saying, hey, by the way, here's something new that you have articulated an interest in. And based on your past history, you're going to like this. And so, resellers are very busy. There are many vendor choices out there, and we want to be a stronger partner with better information. So this little bit of interaction between partners and our portal will give us some of that information to help us be better. as they get more engaged with us, then of course they have more people within ViewSonic to talk to and more services that they can take advantage of as they partner with ViewSonic for their business growth.
All right. Jeff, we covered a lot of territory in there. I appreciate your taking the time.
Hey, it was my pleasure to be here. I'm actually chatting with you from Toronto today, and I'm excited to be up here in Canada for the first time since the pandemic, not only to visit family, but just to get that Canadian vibe. So I'm really, really happy to be talking to you from Toronto today.
Brilliant. We're glad to have you up here, and hope the rest of the trip goes smoothly for you.
Thank you, Robert. All the best.
So there you have it, a look inside ViewSonic and the AV market today, courtesy of Jeff Volpe, president of ViewSonic Americas. I'd like to thank Jeff for taking time out to chat with us, especially during his visit back home here to the Toronto area. I'd like to thank ViewSonic for their support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week, and if you want to be sure you don't miss anything, please do consider following or subscribing the podcast in your podcatcher of choice. And if you wanted to leave us a generous rating and a kind review, we certainly would not be opposed. Until next we meet back here in your podcast app of choice, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.